This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This evening, South Dakota's only member of the U.S. House of Representatives was convicted of second-degree manslaughter. A jury found Republican Bill Janklow was also guilty of reckless driving and speeding when he ran a stop sign and collided with a motorcyclist in August. The collision killed the rider of the motorcycle, Randy Scott of Hardwick, Minnesota. Joining us from the courthouse in Flandreau is South Dakota Public Radio's Kurt Nickisch. Kurt, although this trial took place in Janklow's boyhood hometown, he is a larger-than-life figure in the state, former governor. Didn't take very long for the juries to convict him.
Less than 5 hours, and that was considered a very short time. They came into the courtroom. They read off that he was guilty on the first two counts, speeding and running a stop sign. That had been no surprise since the defense did not contest that. But when they said guilty of reckless driving and second-degree manslaughter, the room was completely silent. There were a few people gasped, and it was a very, very solemn moment.
Now, the defense had claimed that Bill Janklow, who is a diabetic, was suffering from low blood sugar at the time of the crash. How did the prosecution handle that defense?
Well, the prosecutor called that defense goofy, and he actually turned that medical argument back on the defense. The defense's claim was that Janklow was suffering from a low blood sugar attack at the time of the collision. He's a diabetic, and he had testified that he did not eat that day, although he wishes he had. The prosecutors sort of turned that back and said, you know, it was his responsibility. He knows what happens if he doesn't eat, if he doesn't monitor blood glucose levels. And so even if the jurors were convinced of this argument, he said Congressman Janklow still showed substantial disregard for the risks and endangered others with his driving.
And what was the congressman's reaction after the guilty verdict was read?
There was no visible change in emotion. He looked straight ahead, and he left the courthouse without talking to anybody. However, some of his family members went over to the victim's family members. His son shook the hands of just about everybody in the two pews of family members, and his daughter hugged and embraced the daughter of the victim, Randy Scott, and both of them had tears running down their face.
Kurt, give us a look ahead here. What happens next? When is sentencing? What happens to Janklow's seat in Congress?
Sentencing is scheduled for the 20th of January of next year, and Janklow could receive up to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine just on the felony second-degree manslaughter charge. Perhaps more importantly is just South Dakota's vote in Congress. So what happens with that? Janklow announced after he left the courthouse in a released statement, a copy of a letter to House Speaker Dennis Hastert, announcing that he would resign that very day of the sentencing hearing, the 20th of January, 2004. So a special election will be called to fill Janklow's seat in Congress through what would have been the end of his term, November of next year.
Well, reporter Kurt Nickisch of South Dakota Public Radio, thank you very much for talking with us.
Certainly.